Christmas. Retailers absolutely love Christmas. Why? Because it's the best-selling season of the year. And let's admit it, we like getting gifts. That is, if the gift is what we want, if it meets our expectations or goes beyond our expectations. Other times we wonder, how am I going to hide my disappointment at this gift? I want to talk to you about a gift that nobody will be disappointed with this year if you'll give it in love. When you think of Christmas, beloved, what do you think of? Do you think of simply presents? Do you think of simply giving and getting gifts and having a fun and getting holiday time off and spending a lot of money and going into debt? Oh, precious one, that's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about the gift of love. Christmas is about you and I knowing and experiencing the love of God. And when you and I know and experience the love of God, then what you and I have is a gift that we can give to others, a gift that is so desperately, desperately needed. It is a gift that does not disappoint. It is a gift that the people long for. And that's what I want to talk about today. You know, when you think of Christmas, you think of God's love for us, of God so loving the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus was born to die so that you and I, who are dead in our sins, might have forgiveness of sins and live. Christmas is all about you loving God in return. But it's also about you and I allowing that love of God to flow through us and to minister to others. You and I are the expression, beloved, of God's love. We are his hands. We are his heart. We are his mouth. We are his arms that are given to the world to show them how much God loves them. And I want us to go today to John, to the Gospel of John, to these final words that Jesus had to give to his disciples before he left, before he went to the cross, before he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He wanted them to know that in this world that they would have tribulation, but he had overcome the world. And yet he wanted us to be his representatives here in the world. And what makes us his representatives is the way that we treat each other. It's the way that we respond to others. It's what we give them. And it's giving them the gift of love. And so what I want you to do is I want you to go to John chapter 15. In John chapter 15, Jesus is in the upper room. He is speaking to his disciples. They have just celebrated the Passover meal. He has inaugurated what you and I would call Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper as he takes the bread and as he breaks the bread and he tells them that this is my body, which was broken for you. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you. And as he does that, and he sits down with them, and he begins to discuss what they need to know so they can make it in the world. So when you listen to a person's final words, you have a loved one that's dying, what are they going to say to you? You have someone that is going to walk out of the door, and maybe you're not going to see them because they have to go on a long trip. Maybe they're going to go away to school. Maybe they're going to go away to work in another country. What are their last words to you? What are you going to remember that they said to you? Well, in John chapter 15, Jesus is speaking. And in verse 9, this is what he says. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. He's saying, the Father loves me. And the very way that the Father loves me, I want to love you. I want to give you the same love that I have received from the Father. This is what God wants you to do for others. This Christmas, as you go about your tasks, first of all, as you go about your duties in the house, you can know that you're going to get so busy and you're going to get so pressured, especially if you're a woman. Believe me, in my family, Christmas happens because I make it happen. I mean, I'm the one that buys the presents. I'm the one that wraps the presents. I'm the one that cooks the meals. I'm the one that plans the parties. Now, I have a precious, precious husband, and he is there to help me do what I need around the house, but he doesn't want to go shopping. I mean, he'll shop for my present on the very last day if I get one. And I'm saying if I get one, it's because many times what we decide is we're going to take what we would give and we're going to give it to someone else. And that, believe me, at this stage in life, that is a great joy to both of us. But Christmas happens because I make it happen. Well, sometimes the pressure can be so great because when I make things happen, I want them to be perfect. I'm a perfectionist. And so I want it to be just right. I love going around the house. I love lighting the candles. I love turning on the lights. I love the ambiance of it all. I just love it. I love the music. I love everything about it. But I can get frayed. And I can get uptight and I can get tense and I can be going like this if I'm not careful. And what I have to remember is that Christmas is about love. And if I do all these other things and yet I'm not loving at home, if I'm short with my husband, if I'm uptight, if I'm up to here and I'm going like this and I'm saying, oh, I have to work and all this, and I'm going on like that, Christmas loses what it's all about. It's not about the gifts. It's not about the decorations. Christmas is about love. And so you and I need to know that what God wants from us is God wants you and me to be the channel for His love. So at home, in the stores, in the marketplace, wherever you are, at the parties, what you need to say to God is, okay, God, I am here and I am your representative. And I know Christmas is about love. So I'm asking you to help me to love others just as you have loved me. Now, how do you do that? Well, Jesus said, just as the Father has loved me, I have loved you. And then he says, abide in my love. Now, abide is like this. It's not walking through and just going through like that. But abiding in his love is sitting down. It's snuggling in his love. It's resting in his love. It's being at home in his love. If you're going to love others the way you ought to love, then you have to snuggle in God's love. You have to abide in God's love. You have to be at home in God's love. So how is that going to happen? Well, one of the things that I would suggest that you do is that you read through one of the Gospels, possibly the Gospel of John. And as you read through that Gospel, watch Jesus in action. Listen to what he says and what he is teaching. Watch the people as they react to him. Some will love him. Others will take up stones and they will want to kill him. Others will call him names and that. But watch him. Watch how he handles the different people. In John, for instance, if you're going to go through John, watch how he handles Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. Nicodemus is one that's supposed to know everything, and yet he hears about Jesus, and what he hears draws him, and so secretly he comes to him at night. Watch what he says to Nicodemus. Then in John chapter 4, watch how he treats the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, the woman that's had 5 husbands, the woman that's living with a man and she's not even married to him, the woman that goes to the well at noon instead of the time when other women go because of their gossipy tongues. watch how this woman who is a Samaritan looked down upon by the Jews because she's a half-breed. She's half Jew. She's half Gentile. Look at how he treats her when the other Jews do not treat her that way. Look at John and watch as Jesus listens to the centurion and listens to him about his son and how he heals the son. Watch Jesus give. Abide in his love. And as you read those things, then ask God, tell God, God, I want this Christmas to be very, very special. I want it to be a Christmas of deep satisfaction. I want it to be a Christmas that has the true sense of the meaning of Christmas, which is God so loved the world that he gave. And that's what I want it to be. I don't want it to be about receiving. I don't want it to be about presents. I want it to be about me giving and expressing love according to people's needs. That's what I want. Now watch what he goes on and he says. He says in verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, if you're going to be at home in his love, if you're going to be filled with his love, then it does imply there's going to be obedience. It means that if you're going to have this love flow through you, it's going to flow through a clean channel. And that means that what you're going to do is that you are going to love others because you have loved God and because you are willing to keep God's commandments. John chapter 15, and I want us to look at verse 12 now. And this is what Jesus says. This is my commandment, that you love one another. So he said, okay, if you want to abide in my love, you've got to keep my commandments. And this is my commandment, that you love one another. You say, he is commanding love? What if I don't feel love? Well, what I want you to understand is this, precious one, that love is not an emotion. Love is an act of obedience. Love is not an emotion. It is an act of obedience. And love is demonstrated in giving. Love is demonstrated in looking at another person and seeing what their needs are and then doing what you can to supply their needs. That's why the verse for Christmas is God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Why? Because you and I are sinners and you and I are in need of forgiveness. And so Christmas is all about God sending his son so that you and I might be forgiven and that we might know the love of God. We'll talk about it more in just a minute. Hi, I'm Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and it's wonderful to have you here in our home. I wish you could be here physically, but I've got another suggestion. Why don't you go to Israel with us? Israel is my favorite thing to do. I feel like it's not a vacation, it's not a luxury, it's an investment that will absolutely change your life. And you know what? It is a blast. People say, this trip is so much fun. I learn so much, but I laugh and I share and we have time together. So many memories and such sweet fellowship. Laughter, fun, prayers, tears, sharing. It's wonderful. But the best thing is studying his word where it happened. In John, Jesus tells us that we are to love one another. It's a command. It's a command. And you and I need to understand that if we are commanded to do something, then we can do it. Now, the only way that we can love is to know God. The only way that we can really genuinely love another person the way they need to be loved is to have God's love in us, to have God dwelling in us, and for us to be at home in His love. I want to take us to one more verse in John chapter 15, because what I want you to see is Jesus is repeating this in John chapter 15, verse 17. It says, "This I command you, that you love one another." You and I, as children of God, are to have this strong bond of love. Is there someone in your church that you don't like? Is there someone in your church that you avoid? Is there someone whose personality irritates you? Jesus is commanding you to love that person. Now, if He commands something, that means, as I've said before, that means that you are able to do it. He tells us in verse 18 that if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. So as you go out and you step out into the world this Christmas season and people treat you rudely or you go to mention Jesus Christ and they get in a huff, don't let it bother you. Just remember, you're standing there in the stead of Jesus Christ, and the world hated Him, and the world is going to hate you, and that's all right. Because they hated Him, they should hate you. It shouldn't be any separation between you and Jesus. And it goes on to say, if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. So the other thing I want you to know and understand is that as you go to these parties, as you mingle with the people, there is going to be a group of people that are going to avoid you. There's going to be a group of people that are going to talk about getting together, and they're going to leave you out. And when they leave you out, yes, it hurts. I do not like to be left out. But I want you to stop and smile. And I want you to just offer that smile to God and say, God, thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for not rejecting me. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Oh, God. Thank you for letting me be so identified with Christ that the world hates me because the world hated Him. Well, all of this Jesus says after John 13, and yet I want to go back to John chapter 13, and I want us to look at verse 33 in John chapter 33. Jesus is speaking to them. He has just celebrated the Passover meal. He has just inaugurated the Last Supper, as we call it. And He has proclaimed this is the new covenant in His blood, and that we are to partake of that fruit juice, of that wine. We are to partake of that bread because we're partaking of Him. Judas has left. He has gone off to betray Jesus. He pretended to love Him, but he really didn't love Him. And now he's going to sell Him for 30 pieces of silver. Jesus then turns and He says this, "Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me. And as I said to the Jews, now also I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I'm leaving you and you can't come with me right now." He says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Now, when you stop and you think about that, I remember I would read it and I'd think, well, it's not a new commandment, because that commandment's in the Old Testament. You will love your neighbor as yourself, so I'm to love others. And then all of a sudden, as I observe the text, which is what we teach you to do on Precepts for Life, we teach you to observe the text and discover for yourself, what does it say? I saw it was a new commandment. Because in the Old Testament, you are to love others as you love yourself. But here, it's a new commandment because Jesus is saying, I want you to love one another even as I have loved you. It is a new commandment. It is a commandment that is taken to a higher level, a higher plane. Because I'm not to love as I would love myself, but now I'm to love as Jesus loved. And how did Jesus love? Jesus loved so much, listen carefully, that he laid down his life for others. He says in John 15, greater love has no man than this, than that he lay down his life for his friends. And so what Jesus is saying here is, I want you to love others to the point of sacrifice. You say, well, am I supposed to die? Well, on the battlefield, men have died for one another. They've put themselves in the place of the bullet or in place of the sword or in place of the bomb instead of letting someone else take it because of love, because of heroism. And it's so admirable. But beloved, what he's talking about here, I think, is not you and I literally, physically dying on behalf of another person, but laying down my life for that person, laying down my expectations, laying down what I expect you to give me to make me feel good. Do you understand? And so this Christmas, what are you going to do? I would suggest that you don't look at others and think, now what can they do for me? How can they make me feel good? How can they make me happy? But that this Christmas, what you do is you live that crucified life. That crucified life that says, I am crucified with Christ. In other words, I've died. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I really am alive. Yet the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who lived and what? Died for me. And I would suggest that this Christmas, what you do is you practice sacrificing your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, your expectations, and simply saying, God, I am here as a channel of your love. And I am asking you to love others through me. I'm going to live that crucified life. I'm not going to think about me. I'm going to think about others. God, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to put others before myself. I'm going to look not on my own things, but I'm going to look upon the things of others. I want to be a channel for your love. Now, let me say this, that if you have not received his love, there's no way you can be a channel of his love. So if you have not truly, like Nicodemus, been born again, like the woman at the well, if you have not truly thirsted and drunk of the water of life that Jesus offers you, then you need to do it now. And I promise you that if you will do it now, if you will receive Jesus Christ, if you will say, oh my God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for giving me your son. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. I believe and I receive Jesus. Then God is going to shed his love abroad in your heart, and you will be free to love God and love others.
We are on the air because of friends who give generously to this ministry. Our financial partners at every level provide the faithful, ongoing support we need to touch thousands of lives every single day. To partner with us, visit preceptsforlife.com today. Your much-needed gift will help us reach the world with the Word of God.
We've heard truth, haven't we? We've heard Jesus command. Jesus commanded us to love one another even as He has loved us. Now, practically, how does that look? How is it lived out at this Christmas season? How can you live it out in your life? Well, first of all, let me suggest this, that as you sit and as you read through the gospel, you ask God, God, show me people that need to be loved. Show me how to express your love to others so that they might have a divine encounter with you, whether they know that it is you or not, so that you might be used to shed His love abroad in this world at this time. You might, you know, the other day I was going through a drive-thru. Now, those drive-thrus frustrate me because many, many times they don't know what they're doing. They get the orders wrong or they don't pay attention or they just didn't have good management, I think, these days. But I was going through and I had asked God, God, love people through me. And just when the girl opened the window and passed out something, I asked her if she had included something. And she said, oh, yes, I did. And I said, I am so proud of you. I said, what a wonderful employee. Thank you so very much. I said, you're a sharp gal. She stopped. She looked at me and she said, thank you so much for complimenting me. I think that what we need to do is to ask God to make us sensitive to the needs of others. Stop and greet people. Be kind to one another. But in your praying and in your giving this year, ask God to lay particular people on your heart, people that need to know that they're loved. Who knows? You may be an answer to their prayer. They may be crying out to God for a certain amount of money. They may be crying out to God just to know that they're loved or they're appreciated. And you could be the channel of God's love. You could be the expression of what Christmas is all about. It's Christmas, the gift of God's love. So ask God, tell God, here I am yours, fill me with your love, and use me, God, to be your lips, your heart, your hands, your arms.
Thank you for watching today. All the programs you see on Precepts for Life are available on CD and DVD. To order your copy of today's program, log on to our website at preceptsforlife.com or call us today at 1-800-763-1990. Join us for our next program as Kay shares more Precepts for Life.